DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's start at the top and work our way through it, though. He started off the press conference by saying they're going to have a statement come out, but Terrell Williams, defensive coordinator, is going to be away for the next few days. Nothing related to the incident from March. Remember, Williams was away from the team for an extended period in the offseason. There was an odd incident one day when we were at training camp where he either collapsed and or sat down on the field.
Right.
So now you have this. They're going to run tests. Vrabel said we think it's best he focuses on that. And we'll get an update later on the week, probably Friday, about who's going to call the game.
I mean, this is concerning. I mean, this has been not a long period of time, and it's already been a multiple times where he's had to be away from the team for a while. Mm-hmm. Then there was also, you remember, even in the very early stages, in like the get-to-know-the-new-coaching-staff phase, he had to hold like a Zoom press conference or whatever. He couldn't even go to the facility to do it in front of everybody. Remember that one?
Yeah.
So... yeah, I mean, like, first and foremost, you're worried about the guy's personal and like, health life, clearly.
You hope he's okay. You want
the
best for him.
One game, but he's missed a lot of time.
He's coached one game.
And it's also like...
and this is the third incident health-wise, which, again, go get yourself... like, maybe you need more than just a couple of days away.
Right.
And it's his first... I get it, Keith. It's his first opportunity. He's never been a coordinator. Mm-hmm. He's worked with Vrabel before. He's been a D-line coach. It's probably, if not his dream job, certainly a promotion he's been waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it. He doesn't want to blow that opportunity. He wants to make the most of it, but... He probably needs more than a couple of days away just based on how this has consistently gone. So you hope everything's okay with
him. Well, then also it's a tough spot for this week when you say, all right, if he's going to be out for a few days, like he's sort of insinuating he's probably going to be away from the team Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
He's not coaching this weekend.
Right, because then what? So you have a guy who wasn't a part of the game plan all week, and then he just swoops in on Sunday and calls the plays.
Also,
like, it's either Vrabel or Zach Kerr. They mentioned Zach's name. He's the inside linebackers coach who sort of took over in the interim during camp. It'd be him.
Also, not for nothing, is mid-80s sweltering heat the best for a guy who had to sit down at training camp?
No.
So he's not coaching this
weekend. Even though he usually is up in the booth. But
true.
Still,
well, that's a good point. But when it comes to... the play calling, I picked up on the same thing you did. He said, me and Zach are going to talk to the... is it possible Vrabel's calling plays on Sunday? I think so, too.
I definitely think so.
Interesting.
Because I don't think Zach Kerr has ever done that. You know, maybe he did
not
in a preseason game.
Maybe
in a preseason game. But I mean...
preseason, maybe joint practices. I think the last game against the Giants, off the top of my head, I'd have to fact check. But I think against the Giants, there was some of that. I think in joint practices, he would have had to have done some of that. Or maybe it was OTAs.
Yeah.
But he was filling in for Williams for a while. Has he done it in an NFL game? He has not.
No, I don't believe so.
Meaning Zach Kerr. Vrabel obviously has.
Yeah, right. Vrabel definitely has. Yeah, Kerr was with the Giants last year as a defensive assistant. But prior to that, 2020 through 2023, he had various roles with the Tennessee Titans. So he's worked with Vrabel for a number of years. Last year when Vrabel was out of football, he was at least with the Giants. And now he comes over. So I think it'd be either the first time for him or Vrabel has to take away, you know, from doing what sort of like a general head coach would do and focus more on defense.
Look, we were looking for a lot of things in the press conference. That wasn't on my radar that we were going to get that update from Vrabel. So you hope Williams is okay. And you wonder if he needs more than just a couple of days away. Like, go get healthy. Go get the tests.
So it's back-to-back bad news off the start from Vrabel's press conference.
The second... exchange. It was the first question from Karen after Vrabel opened it up. He said, we're not going to see Gonzalez today.
So we just went over the Instagram story. So we can't believe everything we see on Instagram stories. He basically had I'm back or we're back.
I gave you an alternative answer to it. Maybe he meant he's back on Patriots Monday, Keith. He must be. They get
back on so you post that and then you're not back?
Well, he's not back today.
Yeah, but I mean,
he's saying he needs to get back.
He does need to get back. I would agree on that
good
front.
Good point.
If
he's
the
not, it's
idea
not,
is,
it's not,
he's not saying he is back. He's saying
not
he needs
saying
to get back.
I'm back. It's not Slim Shady saying he's back, Keith.
No.
It's not that.
No, it's true.
He's saying get back. He needs to get back.
That's
he's
maybe
not
the
back.
Message that people are saying to him.
Correct.
Hey, get back here.
Yeah.
I need you back. So they're probably going to be without their defensive coordinator this Sunday and their best player who missed week one, who we hoped might be ready for week two, unlikely will be.
So Vrabel said, okay. I don't think we'll see him today. I take that as a we won't see him today.
Yeah.
He continues to improve and practice hard, working hard.
Great.
Keeps improving, stays engaged in the meeting rooms. That's where we're at today. So he's making an effort to make it clear thinks Gonzalez is working hard. I smell a rat there, but it's what he said. It's what the man said.
Yeah.
So take it at face value. I don't think we're going to see Gonzalez out there today, which makes me wonder why they released DJ James now.
Yeah, that is weird. Or is it one of those ones where, you know, every year you see a guy or two that like ping pongs back and forth from the roster? Is it like a transactional thing? Like he'll be back?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe no one wants him and he'll just be back on the practice squad and they know. But yeah, he said they got to continue to churn the roster. So, okay.
Keep churning that roster. Players 51, 2, and 3.
Couple other things jumped out to me. One was about when he was talking about the Dolphins personnel. I think he was asked specifically about Tyreek Hill. I'd have to re-listen to the question. But I think it was specifically about Tyreek Hill. He went through all the players. I just find it interesting who he highlights. Like last week, he didn't highlight much.
No, he was like Bowers and Genty. I was like, yeah.
And,
we got it.
And I think eventually he got to Geno last week.
Right.
He didn't highlight much. He was asked about Tyreek. He answered about him. He highlighted Waddle and the fullback. Not by name, but the fullback. I think it's Ingold.
Ingold.
And he called. How do you think this description of Tua is?
Okay.
He said Tua is a fantastic orchestrator. Quick delivery, extremely accurate. They have speed with the receivers, blah, blah, blah. A fantastic orchestrator. That feels like that's a nice way of saying game manager is what it feels like he's saying.
Fancy way of saying game manager. He's an orchestra out there. Yeah. The guy's he's a musician. Yeah, he's all right. But get rid of the ball quick. Okay. Mm-hmm. But that goes back to what Xavier Howard was saying. Yeah, he gets rid of the ball quick if that guy's open. Other than that, then he's in trouble.
If you get him off his first read, he's in panic mode, and we all saw that.
He's also never lost to the Patriots. He's beaten the Patriots every time
he's played them. So, look, the Dolphins don't lose to the Patriots in Miami often.
No.
Pat's last win was 2019. That was the Antonio Brown game. The game.
He had a touchdown.
He did. Literally the Antonio Brown game with the Patriots.
1-0 with the Pats.
Tua and McDaniel have never lost to the Patriots.
Wild.
Right? Do I have that right? Tua hasn't. Did McDaniel? Was there a game
McDaniel
coached?
McDaniel may have, but Tua for sure hasn't. Tua, I know, is 7-0. That's actually an odd number. So, yeah, there's another game in there.
Tua beat him with Huntley last year. Tua. McDaniel beat him with Huntley last year, right?
So McDaniel's probably 8-0 then. It's ridiculous.
So, I don't know why we're so confident in the big Vrabel answer this week.
They do have that.
Finally, at the end, good exchange with Curran, where we all know what Curran was asking about. Mm-hmm. It's you and McDaniels. Are you guys on the same page?
Right.
He kind of stuck to his guns on this. He's like, we've all been through this. And he said, you want to keep guys out of harm's way. Like, if you're going to get somebody blown up, like, don't do that. But sometimes if we have a look we don't love, but we called the play and it's a play we like, let's see. Because sometimes they're
a little
in
best
position.
On best.
Yeah, true.
Right. Let's do a little best on best.
Sometimes you're in position to make the tackle and you miss. Yeah. Sometimes you make guys miss. And he's like, I've been there as a player.
Oh, that's a shot at McDaniels.
But I've been there as a player.
Who is this, Ryan Clark and Peter Schrager?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, my God, Ryan Clark.
Sometimes the way it's drawn up, just because you have a certain look, isn't the way it's going to play. Let's let our guys go out there. Did he say something like you got to let it eat? Or what did he say? He said something like that.
Yeah.
At the end where it's like, all right, well, let's just play it out. You don't want to get a guy hurt.
Right.
You don't want to put a guy in harm's way. But if we don't love a look, let's let it play out. Let's let our guys go win.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is. It's like a baseball analogy. If your best pitch is a fastball and you're facing a hitter who hits fastballs, like, what are you going to do? You going to give in and throw something else that you're not as good at, or are you just going to throw your best pitch and hope that it wins? And that's the thing. I think that's probably the best way to take advantage of the soft schedule. Really, shouldn't you have some faith in your guys to be able to do it? Now, maybe when you're a big underdog, that's when you got to get cute. That's when you got to scheme it up. You got to hope for a lucky bounce here and there. But against the team that you have as much talent as, like, let Drake May beat the defense. Don't just be like, oh, wait a minute, let's bail out of this because we thought they were going to line up a little bit differently.
So despite him saying we want to all be on the same page, we don't want to dabble in I told you so's, which was the second part of that exchange with Curran, which sounds like, oh, no, me and McDaniels are on the same page. I'm not sure they are. And I would take that from Vrabel's answers. Again, Vrabel saying there's too much on May's plate and questioning some of the play calling and getting away from the run. There's that. There's also the way the media is reporting on it. Like, we played you the clip from Curran earlier today where he's like, yeah, they might have to put their egos in their pocket.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if Josh McDaniels likes being second-guessed by the head coach. And then you have Bedard coming out, both guns, at Vrabel. And he's like, yeah, I put the loss on Vrabel.
Wow.
And I sense some sensitivity on the McDaniels side as well, but that's just a sense. I don't know that, but that's a sense.
Well, they'll have another chance this weekend to try to score more than one touchdown and silence some of the critics.
I'm disappointed in the Gonzalez. I thought for
me
sure
too,
we were going to get Gonzalez out there.
He was back.
Me too.
Man, he just threw a curveball at us there with the Instagram
story.
We're being told,
and this is just one text, get back is slang for revenge. I don't know who he'd be getting revenge on this weekend if he's not going to be on the field.
Get revenge on Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle then.
Yeah.
Do that.
Who's Oregon playing this week?
Oh, yeah, was this an Oregon? Was this a Ducks tweet?
It was Oklahoma. They smashed Oklahoma State last week. Who is it this week? I don't know. I should know.
It's Northwestern.
Ooh. I don't think Northwestern has beaten them.
Big rivalry game.
Where's that? Evanston?
It's in Evanston. Ducks are still favored by 27 and a half.
I hate to break out the drop here, but I have been there, Keith. I have called
Evanston.
I called Northeastern Northwestern at
Sip Greg, bro.
Thank you.
Well, that's a real battle.
It was not
a little
very,
civil war.
It wasn't very close on the field. It was not.
Northwestern. Football or baseball?
Football on the gridiron. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you still had football when you were there.
It was there then.
Did they pack it up while you were there, or did you have it the whole time?
I think I had just graduated. I think they got rid of football 09. I graduated 08, so shortly after.
Sick brag, bro.
In coincidence, I think not. But there you go. Maybe it's a Ducks tweet.
Right.
Could have been a Ducks tweet. You never know.
Could definitely have been.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.